What is good, ladies and gentlemen? It has been a minute, or two, or 8 months, whatever it is. It's been a while. This is kind of a pop-up episode, a little something we decided to throw together and get back out there and talk a little sports with you guys and what's been going on in the sports world. But before we get any further, let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, the one, the only, Steven. What is good, man?
What's good, man? I wasn't sure this was ever going to happen again at the rate we were going. It's been, when was our last episode? I thought it was April. You said March.
March 9th.
What a year it's been. I think we can all relate to that to some extent. We really should have listened to our last show before we did this, just for humor, to see where we left off. I can't help but imagine, being in March, there was a certain thing this year that's been going on that caused us to stop recording.
Kind of odd, you know, just a drop out of nowhere. You know, if you go back and listen to that last episode in March, we were talking about March Madness and how it was our favorite time of year, and we had so much going on, so much. If you listen, we were so happy back then. It was a good time and a lot of excitement around the sports world, and COVID took over.
Yep.
And kind of shut that down, didn't it?
Yeah, it played some weird tricks on the sports industry. I think overall, and for the most part, outside of college sports, everybody did a pretty good job of coping with it. And luckily, I mean, I still got to watch hockey. The results were mediocre for the Penguins at best. Stars did well. You know, NASCAR went on a little bit of a weird, quiet couple weeks, and then all of a sudden we had races on Wednesday nights and Tuesday nights, and they jumped back into things real well. Finished out the year, got the championship out of the way. NBA did the bubble, the MLB. I mean, it, for the most part, professional sports coped. They moved on. They got stuff done. They probably made less money than they typically do, but
maybe a penny or two, yeah, for sure. No, to sports' credit, they did do a good job for the most part. For a moment, I think we all thought sports was canceled for the year. And to tell you the truth, I'm sitting here today, how some of my teams have performed, kind of think maybe we should just cancel sports for 2020 because, you know, not the best results and everything. But no, obviously NBA absolutely killed it with the bubble. You know, they shut that down and was able to deliver sports. It was pretty nice having games during the day. You know, while we're sitting at work, you had NBA on from the time you're at work to the time you left to the time you got home. There was sports on. It was cool. Baseball was going. Baseball did a pretty good job about everything. Some stadiums allowed fans, some did not. You know, MLB or the playoffs for baseball, it seemed to flow pretty well. You know, it was kind of crazy. World Series, last game of the World Series, and while the game is going, they announced that one of the players had tested positive for COVID.
Right.
And you're like, what? And then also they had to remove him from the game, which is crazy to think that that's the world we're living in right now. And ended up not getting disciplined because for running out on the field after the game was over and celebrating with this team. And you know what? I don't blame him. I mean, you never know if you're going to ever be back there and win another championship. So to get out there and celebrate it is pretty, you know, you got to take advantage of the opportunity. But no, it was what a weird year. You know, from the last time we spoke to now, so much has happened. We wanted to get back sooner, talk about things. Things have kind of been put aside. There's been a lot of, I'd say a lot of life changes since we've last done this. Obviously, we've all had to adapt to what the world looks like now. But we are back. We wanted to do an episode. It is Bedlam Week. For those of you who don't know, OU and OSU will play a football game this week. Knock on wood that nothing happens between now and then for, you know, COVID popping up with so many college games getting canceled the last couple weeks. But yes, we wanted to do something. We wanted to let you know we are still alive, believe it or not. And sports is still a big part of our lives. And we just kind of wanted to talk some sports and say what's up.
I'm highly disappointed in us right now, actually.
Well, you know what? It's been a while. We both kind of forgot what you do in the beginning of the show, which is to talk about what we're drinking. So, Steven, go ahead and tell everybody what we're drinking here tonight.
I just don't even know how we could overlook this being just, I mean, if not my favorite beer, my second favorite beer. Do you consider it craft beer? Because I don't.
I mean, I would say yeah. I would say yeah. It plays its part. So, you know, it's been around an extremely long time. So it kind of is one of the founding fathers, you could say.
Not kind of. I mean, it really is, because it is the oldest brewery.
If you look how many places, if you look how many places claim to be the oldest, it's kind of funny. It's a weird thing. There's oldest brewery, there's oldest bar, there's oldest this, that. I mean, there's so many different ways how they claim how they're the ones who did it all. But yes, I agree. I think they, if they were the ones to start it, I think they did a pretty good job help pave the way. So,
and I mean, I'm not a historian when it comes to beer, and to be quite honest, I really don't care about the history of beer all that much. I just want to drink a beer and enjoy the beer I'm drinking. But I'm sure most of you know what we're talking about, and that's Yuengling, traditional lager. It is the bee's knees of gas station lager. I mean, it doesn't get any better, in my opinion. Preston, I don't know if you've actually had this before or not. I know you said you had, but
yeah, I have.
It just, every time I have one, it just blows me away how good it is.
No, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, you kind of said it perfectly. I mean, it is what it is. It's a lager. It's super easy to drink, and it's what we chose to drink on our first show back. So
yeah. So I'm on their website. I see they've got a Hershey's Porter right now.
I saw that,
which, I'm not. I mean, if you just throw a traditional Yuengling in front of me, I'm more likely to choose that than basically
it, you know,
anything
it's stout
else.
And porter season, so I get them trying to do something different out there. But yeah, I agree. This is a nice, simple beer, a great way to start the evening, and something I'm excited to sit here and drink with you. So let's go ahead and cheers to that and continue the show.
Cheers.
It's my first beer in 8 months.
And yes, we are drinking out of our Hopped On Sports mugs. It's been, they collected a little bit of dust, maybe even a little bit of coronavirus. I mean, really know, but it's so good to be back, though. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, we put our headphones on, we're sitting on the couch, got the mics, and it feels like I'm back at home, but it feels so foreign at the same. I don't know, it's weird.
No,
weird.
New environment, same you know, setup and all that, but no, it definitely does feel good to be back. Good to talk to you guys. You know, we've had a lot of people reach out to us and ask if we were going to come back. What was, you know, when's a new episode coming and all that. So, you know, we had talked about it, like I said, but we finally decided, you know what, let's do it. Let's go ahead and let's get an episode out. I don't know what the future holds at this point, but let's get an episode out right now, talk about everything that's been going on, and talk a little football and, you know, just have a good time with it. You know, that's what we try to do. We try to come here and give you another outlet to go to talk sports and have a beer with it, you know, and maybe get some people interested in the craft industry, you know, so.
Yep. I would also say that tonight's snack of choice is some bacon-wrapped jalapenos with some cream cheese filling. And Preston, what'd you think?
I'm not going to lie. It hit. It's pretty good, dude.
3 days old. 3 days old. Right out of the fridge into the microwave.
Didn't care at this point. It's, you know, late on a Wednesday, and, you know, it was like, let's go for it. Let's wing it.
Well, I really don't know what we're jumping into, but let's jump in and talk a little bit. I know we both had crazy days. Oh, my gosh. I had the weirdest, most annoying thing happened today, and I'm glad to a certain degree that Preston got to experience it with me. I walk outside from work today, I get in my car, I'm going to lunch, I'm going to get some Mexican food, I'm in a good mood, and start my dinky little Toyota Prius up that sounds like a top whenever it's running. I mean, quite literally, you don't hear it. Gosh, and all of a sudden it just sounds like I'm at a NASCAR race. And
he's not exaggerating. Let me just clarify real quick. If anyone who knows what a Prius sounds like, it sounds like nothing hardly, because you don't even know if the car's on or not, but it's on. Well, today when he started up and he started moving, you knew it was on.
Yep, that's right. And I made it about 10 feet, pulled into a new parking spot, had about 140 mile an hour heartbeat, and found out that somebody got under my car at the office and removed the catalytic converter.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. I'm not going to lie. And I kind of got to tip my hat to whoever did it, because our parking lot's not like it's out in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of businesses around, a lot of people inside our building. And if this is where this took place, I kind of respect the move. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I can tell you that whoever did it, I think it's fair to say you know where I work. I can tell you that I sit fairly close to the front door. So if, you know, you come by, I'll give you props. again, you know where I work. I would love for you to pay me a visit. Maybe let me know how much you were able to get from it. And I'll, you know, my name is Steven, so if you ever happen to come in, ask for me, and I'd love to pay you a visit. I'd even go outside and chat with you. So just, you know where to find me.
So that set today off to a whole nother level. But the good news is we were able to get together today, have a beer, talk some sports, and that's what we're here to do. So let's just tell some people about what's going on in the sports world. And one of the things that I think has snuck up on everyone, because I know for sure it happened to me, was tonight, we are recording this on Wednesday, November 18th, is the NBA draft.
It is. It is. And I'll upload the episode tonight. You guys will probably get it tomorrow, Thursday, the 19th. But I do want to say real quick, I said that to preface. I thought I was going to have plenty of time at lunch, maybe a little bit after work to get ready for tonight's show. I've obviously kept up with what's going on, but preparing for a podcast is, I'd say it's pretty important. And it just really didn't happen today. So we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. But Preston, the NBA draft, what an interesting year this is going to be for this.
You know, there's obviously a lot of talk about it months back. Even when the NBA was still going, there's talk about it. Once it ends, it kind of dies down. NBA announces that they're coming back in December. They're going to start the season up then. And all of a sudden, it was like, isn't there like a draft or something? Well, it seems like this year, people aren't quite as into it for a number of reasons. But one being, there's no March Madness this year, right? And with no March Madness, you don't get to see these players, these top picks that everyone's super excited about, do anything exciting in the tournament. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of talk, this guy's going to be a top five pick. He's going to be a lottery pick or, whatever. And then you've got this class. This class, I've already listened to a couple different things talking about. This class could be one of the least exciting classes that we've had in an extremely long time, which ends up might be, there might be some great picks that actually end up coming out of this. One, obviously, that everyone's talking about is LaMelo. LaMelo Ball. He's been obviously in the spotlight for years and years because of his family. Big baller brand, all that.
Yeah, we don't really say those words on this podcast.
And here he is looking to be, a top three pick. Could go number one. Everything's kind of jumping around. There's about three or four guys that they kind of say it could be one of these guys. But there's a lot of foreigners in this one. A lot of guys we haven't actually got to see in college that are playing overseas.
Even if they did play in college, do we really even get to watch them?
Right. You got the season, but no March Madness. Like I said, that plays such a big role because everyone, all eyes are on March Madness. Yeah. Everyone's watching. I don't care if you're a college football fan or basketball fan or not. Game's on wherever you're at. People, it seems like everyone fills up brackets. Everyone's super excited. Betty from The Office ends up winning because she likes the mascots on a certain team, and she picks that team to win it all, and whatever it is, it's always something silly like that. It's just a fun time of year. That's why we were so excited back in March to have March Madness getting ready to start. And now, this draft, not not super exciting. I mean, I don't think either one of us are going to spend much time watching it or whatever, but it will be interesting how it all ends up playing out, you know, a few years from now. You know, we'll see some of these rookie years, seeing 5 years from now how it turned out. And if it's a draft class that was very, frowned upon at the time, but end up playing big, you know, so yeah. we'll have to wait and see.
I mean, I'm still stuck on my last venting session. Who does that?
What?
Steals a catalytic converter off of a car.
Yeah, well,
I'm trying to move on from this. I'm just so this dude has me, dude, chick, who knows? I got my blood pressure monitor over there. $2,500 part. You know that? That's the part I wanted to bring up. I didn't mention sports or not. You know, if we're not talking about sports, let's talk about a couple other things. One thing, there's been one thing, and thanks, Preston, for sharing your feelings about the NBA draft. Okay. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, boy.
What a time. I mean, think about, like, back when we were in high school, when we were in college, even middle school. Preston and I, we met in 2007 or 8, one of the two. And the video games played such a huge role in our lives as a student. You go to school, you go to practice, you come home and play. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the update that came out, you know, last year, this game literally held together part of America, because it has been, in my opinion, right behind Grand Theft Auto, the second best game ever made for console. And if you get on TikTok, you may not even like video games. It's going to pop up. So I bring that up. We're a sports podcast, but we're also competitors. We like competition. We like a little Call of Duty.
Yeah, for sure.
And this game freaking held together millions of people because it was so entertaining. It brought new things to the video game war. Anyways, nerd rant done.
That ends up being a good point, just because when sports was canceled, I mean, let's think about that for a second. I picked up a book. No, I'm kidding. I didn't go that far.
I'm going to go get more beer.
A lot of people had to turn to other outlets of entertainment. You know, I realized how much time I spent watching sports. You find that out when it's not there anymore, and you're like, I've got so much free time. Like, it's a weird, weird deal, and that's why very thankful for what everyone's been able to do and be able to accomplish getting sports up to this point. But it's definitely put a little bit of a damper on the year. You know, all I wanted was college football, right? College football is my favorite. That's what I look forward to every year. And here it is, 2020. We got college football. And it's just not the same. Oh.
All right.
That's a good pour. It's just not the same. I mean, I don't know about you, Steve. I mean, we haven't talked much college football this year. Once again, because it's just weird. It's just a different year. But watching the game, to you, how has it been?
First of all, the electronic whistle. I don't think we talked about this. Where do you even start with this? You're too worried about a referee blowing air out of his mouth because he might have COVID that you make him click a button on a whistle that's not loud enough for a player to hear from him on the other side of the field.
Now, see, and I don't even know. Are they still doing that?
I don't know.
I know it started off that, but I want to say eventually they were like, all right, this doesn't work.
Here's what I want to say.
This is dumb.
I stopped seeing players chase down the ball carrier on holding and false start. I mean, so they had to have stopped because nobody was hearing the whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pathetic. Anyways, you mentioned The Office earlier. This is the last thing I want to show you before we move on. Look at that. Have you seen this girl?
No.
Okay.
This is bad radio right now.
This is great radio because we're going to post. I mean, it is Pam.
That is funny. She looks at Pam.
Anyways,
No, tell me about that. Watching a game right now, how do you feel? I mean, like, it's just different, right? I mean, obviously no fans or very lack of, you know, 25% is what a lot of stadiums are doing. It's just different, man.
Yeah. I think it's funny, too, because I think maybe we talked about it, maybe we didn't, but the initial conversation was that fans were going to be limited to 25%, and I said, well, because my girlfriend is from Arkansas, and she's Razorbacks fan. You know, Arkansas has been practicing 25% capacity for years.
Yeah, some of these programs don't notice much of a change, but, you know, for the ones that do pack the house, the ones that do have that home field advantage, you know, it's definitely, I believe, felt. We haven't got to talk to a player, obviously, and see how they feel, but, you know, players feed off the fans. Players feed off that, you know, big swing in a game where everyone freaks out and all that. And I'll tell you right now, watching some of these games, I myself am not getting into it quite the same.
Well,
it's different.
It's tough for me because it's weird. Watching the NBA playoffs, which I really wasn't all that into this year, and I think it's kind of humorous that Shaquille O'Neal tweeted out in January or February, hey guys, whoever wins this year's championship, there's going to be an asterisk beside it, so we may as well just scrap the season and move on. Well, then his Lakers go on to win it. I don't know. Do you call them his Lakers or are they his Magic? Which one do you go with? They're the Heat.
Or the Celtics. Or the Suns.
Where did you play, dude?
Cleveland. They're all sorts of teams. I think for sure. I mean, it's funny you mentioned that. We'll go back to that. But I do think, you know, this season and any of the sports, you're going to kind of look back and be like,
Did it count?
Well, now, if OU had gone and won a national championship this year, I'd have been like, of course it counts. What are you talking about? So, yes, obviously I'd be biased in saying that. But I get why people question it. I get why there is some type of pushback on whether the season is an actual if it should count or not, you know?
But, you know, the reason I brought up the NBA, in my opinion, this was the most noticeable crowd absence in sports. It was very odd watching these games because the fans were so up front and in center in your face. The screens were big. All you saw was just electronic faces when you watched an NBA game. NHL, not so much. They were there, but almost all the camera time is focused on the ice. But the angles they use in the NBA games, you see the crowd.
Pretty cool. So, they brought a lot of different camera angles during all this, too. It was kind of cool to see, but I know what you mean, yeah.
But, like, you know, I mean, even watching NASCAR, you know, who cares about the fans? You know, watching football, most of the time you're looking at the field. It hasn't really changed the experience for me. And I actually kind of enjoyed watching the Stanley Cup this year as much as ever. You know, you lose the atmosphere, like when you go to Nashville and you've got the rowdiest freaking fan base in hockey. You lose that. And I think we're seeing in college football especially how important the fans actually are. And not only that, but how important the off season is. Yeah. Because, I mean, week three, there's teams just losing games already, 1 and 2 losses. You're thinking, what?
Yeah.
And then you think of the variables. What's changed? Well, A, there's no fans. B, there really wasn't all that much practice, not a ton of prep time, and, you know, people missing for 2 and 3 weeks at a time, and everybody's mojo was off, but I'll tell you whose isn't, and that's Notre Dame's and Alabama's.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I know I might be on my own on this one. I'm still not sold on Notre Dame.
I know, but you don't like Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, does anyone except Notre Dame fans?
Well,
But
I'm talking about their record. No, I'm not saying I think they're
record. I get their record, and they beat Clemson. I give them that. Obviously, no Trevor Lawrence, and that plays a huge role. I mean, they're going to play again in the ACC championship, and if Trevor Lawrence plays, I believe, you know, Clemson wins that game.
No doubt. They win by 21.
But, I mean, I'll give Notre Dame a little, some credit, but everyone making them out to be as this big time team, not sold at all. I'll tell you that right now. I think Alabama is by far the best team. And they're just kind of destined to win, especially with the best coach in a year like this. Like you said, lack of practice, all that stuff.
Hold on, though. This may be a controversial topic. Tread
lightly here. Let's see.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Is Nick Saban a better coach than Dabo Sweeney?
100%. I just don't know, man.
I love Nick Saban. I have nothing wrong with the guy. He's a freaking winner. He's a champ. It is all business. He is never just over there having fun. I mean, you go on the field, it's time to play. You know, drop the gloves, smash mouth football. Dabo Sweeney took, I don't want to quite say a nobody, but who was Clemson?
Who was Clemson
in 2008? Who was Clemson in 2010? I mean, here they come.
Yeah.
And they have not gone away since.
Let me say this. I'm giving Dabo all the credit in the world, right? I do think he's a great coach. I think he's probably number two best coach in college football. But he's doing it in the ACC.
He is.
Okay?
He is.
Saban's doing it in the best conference, SEC. I mean, as much as we hate to say it, SEC is the best conference, and he does it every year.
God, the Big 12 looks bad.
I know. We'll get to that, too. I'm telling you, it's just, there's something about the, you know, Alabama's going to be there. You know, they're going to, you know, compete for a national championship. And yes, they get the best players, and so is Clemson and all that. But doing it in the SEC, doing it in the ACC are two completely different things. Notre Dame joining the ACC, that helped Clemson.
Yeah.
Right? Because now they have to see a powerhouse like a Notre Dame. Besides that, Florida State has stunk. Miami, they're so bad. I know they're, what, number nine or whatever right now?
I don't know.
They're so bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dude. Okay, it's been a long time. My head just immediately went to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are on a run right now.
Yeah, which we're talking about that, too, when we get to the NFL. I'm just telling you, the ACC, it's not very good. There's not that much talent there, and anybody who believes in the ACC... I can't take it. You got to prove it more than just 1 year that you guys are competitive, because this year is such a weird team. We've got, you know, everyone talking about, is Cincinnati going to go undefeated and make the playoff? Is BYU going
to
go undefeated and make the playoff? It's a weird year, right? So I'm not buying any of that kind of stuff.
Is Oklahoma State still on the hunt?
I think the Big 12. Okay, let's jump to the Big 12.
But look at it, because you look at the Power Four conferences. Typically, the strongest team out of one of those is a strong look for the playoffs.
Yeah. This year is going to be weird. Alabama's making it. I think Clemson's going to make it.
I do, too.
Ohio State's going to make it.
And Notre Dame.
And then you're like, well, Notre Dame and Clemson are going to play each other. So
they have to play in a championship game.
They're going to play in the ACC.
Oh, okay. And Clemson will win that game with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and so you leave that fourth spot.
But he may be only at 80% lung capacity, so who knows?
So that fourth spot's going to be open, so maybe a BYU can sneak in. Maybe a Cincinnati can sneak in, which I'll tell you what, December 3rd, Cincinnati at TU.
I know, I'm going to go.
It's a Friday night game. Kind of exciting.
Are you going
to
go?
It'd be cool to go. I mean,
it's going to be hard to get
in. If TU continues to win out, they got a big game this week on Thursday, tomorrow, against Toledo at home on ESPN. That will be a good game. Then they've got one other game between... Let's see here. Yeah, between that one game next week and then Cincinnati. If somehow they can win these two games in a row and go and Cincinnati wins, that's going to be a big game, dude. TU,
right.
For those who don't know, TU's in the top 25. Just hopped in there after a huge comeback win this past weekend. It was 21-0 when I saw it, and I was like, dang, like it would have been fun to go. I forgot it was at TU. It would have been fun to go to. All of a sudden it was 24-3, and I was like, well, probably good we didn't go. And then all of a sudden, TU ends up winning that game 28-24, which is unbelievable.
Right.
They came back 28-3.
Yeah, and we had flipped that on. I ended up watching that game. It was very, very entertaining. TU, and if I was a betting man, I would put my money so far on Cincinnati that until I see
For
TU
sure.
come I, out and yeah. actually say, you know what, we're just going to smack you in the face early.
Yeah.
Can't do that. You cannot go against a good team and wait until the third quarter to start playing.
You know, it's funny because
they did against OSU kind of
last couple years TU's had a pretty good defense, but the offense hasn't been there,
right?
Which is funny because, you know, you go back to the early 2000s And TU had like the top offense in the country. They were absolutely just smacking teams, scoring points, but had no defense. You know, the kind of like what OU goes through.
Oh,
so,
dude. Their defense looked better the last 2 weeks than it has in 4 years.
Exactly. So they're looking good on defense.
They're going to be
now
tough.
Now they've got a little bit of offense. Things kind of change. So, I mean, they will have to jump on a team and play four quarters if they're going to beat a Cincinnati, because I'm telling you, Cincinnati looks good. They do look good.
Do you think OU wins out?
I do. If you're ready to jump there, let's go ahead and go for it, because this is Bedlam Week. You and I haven't talked much about it yet.
No, we haven't talked.
There's been some memes and things like that floating around the office, a little smack talk between both sides. Before we get scores and all that, predictions, how do you feel about the game?
Well, I haven't done my pregame research, so I'm not so certain that Tylan Wallace is going to be playing, is he?
I haven't either.
If Tylan Wallace is not playing, we lose the game.
Yeah, I would assume he's playing.
I
haven't heard he's not, so that's good. That's good
so,
for you. The point spread did come out.
Is OU favored?
I want to say it was like 9.5 OU.
Which is so funny, because in week three,
yeah,
week three, if Bedlam happened week four, they would have given OSU the spread. They would have given us 12 points. But that 9-something might be one of the bigger ones we've had in a while for Bedlam.
Maybe it was like 8.5, because it's 7 now. So everyone's taking OSU, because that is definitely dropped, which is smart probably. I don't see anything indicating Wallace out. So I think you're good there.
Here's the deal. OSU loses this game, and I'll tell you exactly why. Spencer Sanders. He is an incredible athlete. He is an incredible runner. He is an incredible catcher. He is incredible at everything but being a quarterback. He's so talented.
Yeah.
And he's so impressive to watch. I mean, it's kind of like watching a mixture between maybe, I don't freaking know, Baker and Kyler. Like, you know.
That might be a little bit of a stretch. But
no, I'm saying like just getting the vibe of watching him play. He's not a freaking Heisman. He's not as good as them. He is very good at reading the field, what's in front of him. He's very, very, very bad at knowing what's coming behind him. He's a turnover machine, and it's gonna cost us the game. OSU is not gonna win this game. It's not gonna happen. So
I'll tell you right now, I think you guys should be playing that freshman.
Oh, dude,
I can't even remember his
Illingworth.
Name right now. Yes,
he's.
Honestly, he won the game against TU.
No doubt.
I mean, without him,
no
TU beats you guys.
Put freaking Spencer Sanders in as a slot receiver and let Illingworth play. Run a two back.
The whole offense is off. You know, I don't know. You did watch a game not this past weekend because both teams were off, but 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to lie. I know Wallace was out. I'll give you that.
Last week was bad. That was the worst week we've had in a long time.
But you guys look bad. I'm not going to lie. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It did not look good. And offensively, I think you guys, I should have done the research beforehand. I want to say you guys have less than 20 offensive touchdowns this year to this point. And I'm just to throw a comparison out. OU has like 43.
Okay, but our defense is scoring though. So
yeah,
our defense.
Yeah.
Is,
I mean, you've had some defensive plays.
We might have the best defense in NCAA right now.
I don't know about that. You guys have a good defense. It's definitely the best defense OU's seen to this point. That's for sure. But offensively, I mean, listen to some of these numbers here. I mean, you got Wallace, 588 yards on this season, 4 touchdowns, compared to OU's top receiver, Mims.
Killing it.
I'll tell you what. I mean, dude's an absolute stud. Going to be possibly the next CeeDee Lamb.
Give Tylan Wallace a quarterback. Watch what happens.
See, that's kind of my point, though, is you guys
he's
just aren't
front
clicking.
Runner. I mean,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, there's just – it's not – Chuba Hubbard, everyone's super excited that he came back. 581 yards, 5 touchdowns this year.
So what happened, was he loses a game, right? Not him individually, but, you know, in my opinion, anyways, they get that first loss, and Chuba's just he's done, you know. He's done. And in my opinion, he quit running very hard. He's trying to save himself for the NFL, which I get. Chuba, thanks for coming back.
You would think you'd opt out then. If there's something going, go ahead and opt out if you're not going to be committed.
Just go, hey, I'm guys, I think I'm done. We've got two great backs aside from him.
If I told you the starting quarterback for OSU has less than 100 pass attempts this year, at this point in the season, you would not believe it.
Granted, he missed 2 weeks. I mean,
two games?
A game and a half.
Game and a half. Yeah.
Which is a game and a half too freaking short.
I mean, 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions on the year.
3 interceptions? Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm looking at stats. Okay, 5 touchdowns, 3
interceptions. Those must have all come in one game. So,
well, I believe he's had some pretty costly fumbles.
How many fumbles?
Too. Yeah. I mean, exactly.
That's what happens when you put an athlete in a quarterback.
But yeah, I'm not here to dog on Spencer. I'm just saying I think you guys have better talent. I think Gundy has struggled the last few years on putting the right guy out there at to play, because yeah, I think there's
better
than Sanders.
I said last week or 2 weeks ago, give Oklahoma State Brandon Weeden back this season, and we are a threat.
Yeah,
we now have a good quarterback. Okay, a great quarterback, really. I mean, he got drafted, played. The number one running back, the number one wide receiver, and one of the top defenses try to stop us. I mean, what else could I say? I mean, but, you know, if some butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, right?
Yep, exactly. Let's see here. I want to look.
Best defense in, I guess, do they call it BCS now?
No. Yeah, I'm looking at some stats here.
Okay,
it doesn't have rankings here, but I mean the numbers look solid. I mean points per games, you're allowing 17.8, total yards 411, 220 yards through the air, 190 on the ground. So it looks like rush defense maybe a little bit of a struggle. Pass defense, you look pretty strong. I mean, for sure. Yards allowed 311 a game. That's not bad. In today's world, that's not bad at all. So definitely improved, and I think it'd be even better if you guys had established a running game. You know, if Hubbard was running to his full capacity behind a line that was supporting him.
Well, and he started out super strong. Granted, he had a little injury, but I really think he just kind of said, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
I mean,
which
it's interesting. Listen to this over-under. 59.5 is the over-under
for
on this
Bedlam?
Game. Yeah. That's low.
That's low.
That's low for a Bedlam game. You know? I mean,
28-29.
Yeah. So
29.
I don't know. I mean, Vegas is thinking it's gonna be low scoring. I do believe it's gonna be pretty low scoring.
Mims is gonna have 3 touchdowns.
OU is obviously the last couple weeks. Granted, the talent level has been terrible, but I'd rather see them do it against the terrible teams than not do it. So I'm gonna take it. But they've looked good. They've got players back. Things are running. Let's just say.
Oh, he's clicking right now.
Have you seen Stevenson run the football?
He's strong.
The dude's an Alabama running back running the football. This dude's going to NFL. He's going to have a good career. I mean, he honestly looks like a Derrick Henry. I mean, to be fair.
What do you feel about that guy that plays quarterback for you guys?
That Spencer that Sanders kid?
Rattle guy. No, Spencer
or
Rattle.
Spencer Sanders, I'm sorry. Spencer Rattler. Ugh, that's a sin for even saying that. Rattler, yes, sir.
Did you forget the name of your quarterback?
No, I know. I was looking at Spencer's stats still on my phone. Rattler. I'm a big fan, man. You know, I knew all about him coming into OU, super excited, knew this was going to be his time to come out and, you know, have a year. And guess what? He's had some growing pains. He's a redshirt freshman. Like, what do you... OU's been so spoiled with talent the last few years.
What is happening?
You've got Murray, you've got Baker, you've got Jalen Hurts. You know, you've got all this talent level, and then all of a sudden you're going to a true a redshirt freshman.
Was he redshirt?
Yeah, he redshirted last year.
Where at?
What do you mean?
He just came into OU from high school?
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought he transferred in.
No, he redshirted last year, and then he's playing his first year this year. And you know what? He had some bad mistakes. You know, he got sat down against Texas, benched against Texas.
That woke him up.
Two drives. And guess what? Since he came back until, I want to say it was last week, he had a third interception. You know, that was one of the things. He was turning the ball over, fumbles, interceptions, things like that. I mean, you look at his numbers, man. I mean, they're pretty solid. 18-6 on the year with 2,018 yards.
18-6. What are you talking about?
18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Okay. That's solid.
No, I mean, you look at that. That's not, he's got, you know.
It's a 1/3 ratio.
He got a few rushing touchdowns on top of that. You know, I mean, the kid's a baller, you know, and I knew that's kind of what we're going to get. We're going to get a guy who would come in and would be able to run that offense, and, you know, he's got 3 rushing touchdowns as well.
Yeah, he's an athlete. He's a good quarterback.
The kid plays, yeah. So, like, everyone, I think, was really harsh on him in the beginning, and I don't think it was fair at all. And I'm liking what he's becoming. And I've already said, I think this was last year when I saw this talent level and what we were doing. I wasn't expecting much from this year. Go win the Big 12. Do that. If we don't make the playoff, which, I mean, let's be honest, probably zero chance at this point.
Yeah.
It's 2020. Anything can happen. And I'm completely okay with it. Miss a playoff. Go to a, what do they call it, New Year's Eve 6 bowl. And
toilet bowl.
Well, no, if we win the Big 12, we're going to go play the second best team in the SEC. Go win that. Build on next year, because next year's team, I'll say it right now on the podcast, next year's team is a national championship or bust. Anything under a national championship is a loss.
Next year's team for OU?
OU, yes, sir. So,
I mean, that's how OU looks at every freaking season, though, is if we don't win the national championship, we had a bad season. Well, you guys have had 20 bad seasons in a row.
That's what happens when you're a blue blood. And
we don't talk politics on this.
That's what you have to have. I mean, that's the kind of mentality you got to have. We've won a record amount of conference championships in a row. Like, that's cool. It's fun. It's good to get back on that level.
In football.
It's time to take care of business in the big games. And I believe OU's defense and what they've got going, we're moving in the right direction. Not there yet. I mean, clearly saw losing to Kansas State, unacceptable.
No, is it unacceptable? You guys accept it every year?
Every year?
At the last 3.
We haven't lost last 3.
No, you lost last 2 at least.
I didn't lose last year.
I'm pretty sure you lost last year.
Who's the one lost?
Kansas State. Let's see. OU 2019. Let's take a look. Football. Our good friend. The internet. Okay, they beat Houston, which was started out. Man, that was a scary game. You remember that for OU?
I don't think it was scary. It started off as how I would have liked.
Well, they beat them 49-31, yeah. But
closer than I would have liked, yes.
Yeah, Kansas State beat you guys 48-41.
Okay, so it was 2 years in a row.
Let's look at 2018. I don't think it happened then.
No, they didn't beat Murray.
Can anybody stop Kyler Murray?
I know. We'll talk about the Hail Mary in a second. But
the Hail Mary, I haven't heard that. Anyways, I'm just kind of scrolling through.
You know, I'm just saying, all I wanted to say is, yeah, I mean, I think everything's moving in the right direction. I think we're clicking at the right time. And this is, I mean, I don't want to sound too cocky here, but this is the first year in a while that I felt really good about going into Bedlam, where, to be fair, I'm not too worried. I don't want to eat my words on that, but I'm going to go ahead. I'll go ahead and put my score out. We'll go ahead and put yours out right after me. We can put it on Facebook. That way we've got it down. I'm going OU 45-28. I think it's going to be a competitive game early on. I think OU is able to run the football pretty effectively and play a little bit of defense. I think there'll be some turnovers. I think it's a big, big deal if how healthy Wallace is. I think that could make a game a little bit more interesting. But I think OU handles business pretty easy. I don't think the score even indicates how the game goes. I mean, I think it's going to be kind of one-sided in this. Yeah.
I think OSU's defense gets 2 touchdowns, and I think our offense struggles for a better part of the game.
If your defense gets 2 touchdowns, I'm worried. I would say that things aren't. That's now, why, obviously.
I say OSU's going to get beat. If Spencer Sanders finds a way not to be a complete jack, OSU should win this game. I mean, you look, we're rated higher, okay? We've got one loss. You guys have two losses. I get that doesn't really play into things in this grand scheme. You've got a, I would say, great quarterback, a proven
not great,
running
good.
Back.
He's getting better. That's the thing. This team is getting better week to week. You can't always say that about your team. You know, you yeah. want it for your team, but I'm telling you, dude, that this team compared to the team that lost last against Iowa State, or you could say even the team that lost to Kansas State, two different teams, man.
Yeah, I agree, but I mean, you've got a proven running back. You don't have a, I wouldn't say a. All-star running back yet. He's yeah. showing that he's got it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your defense has shown how weak they can be. And
they're showing how weak, but
they're
I mean,
strong
they're,
right
they're
now.
Playing
they're playing
well.
Better.
Yeah.
And realistically, with Oklahoma State having the number one threat at receiver and running back, we should be able to score. But our offensive line is bad, which is the one little break I'm willing to give Spencer Sanders. I don't know. I don't know what I would pick the score to be.
If he gets time to throw, and I mean, I don't think anyone questions whether Wallace is going to win his matchups or not. Obviously, he's going to win. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that he could have a really big game. And really, anyone. I mean, honestly, secondary is not OU strong. So I think they're getting better. I think we're doing some good things, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
But the big thing has been our defensive line has been fantastic the last, you know, 4 weeks. I know it's Kansas had like 8 sacks last week. Once again, I don't care. It's a bad team. Do it. You got to do it anyway. And I'd rather do it than not do it. And we did it. So you're doing good things. You're moving in the right direction. I think we're clicking at the right time. I think OSU is still trying to find out where they belong because that loss was, you know, hard. They gave that game to Texas. I mean, we go back and we talk about the OSU-Texas game. They gave that game to Texas,
yeah.
Which sucks because, I mean, I think a lot of OSU fans felt like this is a weird year. This
I don't
could
know.
Be
Did they
year.
Give it because Texas just freaking fought, man?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, but
that
I,
was
think,
a good
I
game.
Think OSU kind of threw it away there at the end. I mean, they should have won that game.
Oh, you're talking about OSU?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, make me sick. Make me vomit. I was sitting here running through my head what I think the score was going to be, and I thought you were talking to OU Texas. And Texas did fight.
Yeah, but, I mean, OU blew that, too.
I mean,
it was terrible.
Texas just came up here and wiped Oklahoma's butt, like both of Oklahoma's butts.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather get the win than not. I mean, obviously, we took care of business. But, yeah, it shouldn't have been that close. I mean, it was stupid. I can't believe it was. It came to that.
Anyways.
What's your score prediction?
I don't know. The more I think about it, the more confidence I have in OSU's defense. And do I think OSU's really going to win? No, I don't. I don't think that our quarterback's going to be able to pull it out. But I'm going to say Oklahoma State 31, OU 21.
Wow. All right.
I mean, maybe... Maybe 34-24. I'm going to say 33-24.
Okay.
That's my... I'm sorry. 34.
Okay. I'm going to get this down.
Let's think about this for a second, okay? 34. OSU gets 4 touchdowns. That's 28.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 field goals. That's 34.
Okay. 34.
OU gets 3 touchdowns and a field goal. That's 24. So I'm going to go
34-24. Okay. And I went 45-28. Okay. We've got it on record. Yeah, it'll be a good game. Either way, that's obviously a 6:30 kickoff ABC on Saturday night. Be exciting. I wish there were... You know, home field advantage is going to mean a little bit more because it is in Norman this year. But either way, we'll see, you know, how that all plays out. But
we could get into details and, you know, we're just back. This is our first week back. We're just kind of shooting the crap, having a good time. if you're still listening, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it. You guys can find us on Facebook too, just over at Hopped On Sports on Facebook. We got a Twitter. We just kind of started up. Haven't gotten too active on that yet, but we are interested in becoming more active on there. You guys sent us an email too, hoppedonsports@gmail.com. You know, a lot of you guys know us. You can always call us. We're going to probably, moving forward, I anticipate we're going to start recording again. This has been a lot of fun tonight. We're going to work on probably trying to get some guests on. I know we've had a couple on in the past, and it's a lot of fun. We had the Rumblers on, the Tulsa Rumblers, and then the Gaelic Club. And that was a lot of fun. I know you had to leave.
If you haven't heard that that interview, go back and listen then. I think it was three podcasts ago, before everything happened.
It was three.
Yeah, I know, which is insane. Dude, it was 8 months ago.
What's funny, so you left town. Where'd you go? Were you in Ireland that weekend or something?
No.
I can't remember where you went.
It was another trip.
You up and outed, and I had to. You might have been in Branson or something. But, anyways, I went over there, took some photos for them. That was freaking fun, man. That was a cool event. They had people kicking soccer balls and hitting baseballs and doing the hurling. Mm-hmm. And what a fun event! I'm gonna need to get with Jake and see if they're gonna do that again next year, because we need to go out there and watch that. That is an event that I don't know, man. It was so unique, and they learned so much, and it went a long time, but they had the news out, and basically it was a home run derby based off of kicking soccer balls, hitting baseballs, or doing the hurling, and each one of the sports had their own distances based off of trial and error, mm-hmm. and there was some trial and error during the actual event, but moving forward, it's going to be an event you won't want to miss. I mean, it is like... It's like some brotherhoods out there, man. These guys are such good friends with each other. They know each other so well, and everybody's just out there having a good time. I went out there with Haley. We had so much fun that I'll probably go back every year if I'm invited.
Yeah. No, I mean, it ended up being a cool event. Talking to those guys was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
fun. You had to miss the actual event, which was a shame.
I missed the event, yeah. I was obviously there for us to interview them and just hear everything that they've got going, even before the event, just what they're doing around town and what they're about. It was really cool and a lot of fun. It was great to meet those guys, and we'll definitely have to catch up with them again.
Yeah. So, interview, Home Run Derby, it was February 19th.
Just got to it.
February 19th.
Wow.
48 minutes and 20 seconds. Oh, man. What a fun episode that was. We need to... You know James freaking moves here from... Where did he come from? I should know this. Where did he come from? Pennsylvania. He came from the Northeast, I believe. The dude is just like the most popular guy in Tulsa now. I see him on Facebook. He knows everybody that I've known for a long time. I mean, he moved here and said, you know what, I'm going to make Tulsa mine. I mean, the dude is a go-getter, and I respect it when people bring competition to business, and just, he's one of those guys that he's just going to fight. He ain't going to give up, you know, and I think it's safe to say when somebody has that personality, it applies to all aspects of their life.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, dude, he's killing it in Tulsa. So props to him. And he's more established here than I am now, and I've lived here for 26 years. He's been here 4 days, and he runs the city.
That's hilarious. Like you said, we just wanted to get back out here and talk a little sports. I'll tell you what, one of the most disappointing things, if there's one thing that I could go back and change in 2020, it probably would have been...
My catalytic converter.
Playing fantasy football, because... Without fantasy football, I have not cared hardly at all about the NFL this year. And it's a shame, because I've got the red zone. I've got the red zone, NFL red zone, and I'm trying to watch some football on Sundays. And, you know, it's been a weird year. I've definitely kept up with it. I know what's going on and all that. But the interest has just not quite been there without fantasy football, which is so funny.
So maybe the only thing worse than getting my catalytic converter yanked out from under my car this year has been my fantasy football record. It has been a pure joke. Granted, I'm in two leagues, and the league that I care a little less about, because it's not, you know, it's just kind of a fun family league. But the other league is, you know, Steve and John and all these guys, Sydney, and it's super competitive. And I'm like 2-7 now because I drafted. I did not auto draft. I did a real draft, and I drafted second strongest. I drafted from sixth place. I was projected to finish second in the league, and I just. Injury after injury after injury, and I'm picking players up, and just it's one of those years where my cycle is just jacked. I mean, I put somebody on the bench and they have their good week, and I play the person that's been doing good and they have their bad week, and it's just been, I mean, I feel like I'm pretty good at fantasy football. I've got a pretty good track record,
you know. And I think another thing that plays a big role in this too, obviously COVID. What so many players and being testing positive,
yeah,
not playing. Since we started this podcast, 7 players for the Raiders have joined the COVID list and
yeah.
not going to play against the Chiefs.
Mm, so that's not going to help them.
So now you think about some of these guys you might have on the Raiders, you know, depending on, and I haven't seen the names on how the guys were, but let's say it's not even any of the star players.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it's, you know, a guard, or let's say, you know, whoever it might be. All of a sudden, the running back, you know, doesn't have as big of a week because he doesn't have his, you know, starting left guard. I know injuries and stuff like that happen, but when you're dealing with injuries and a disease at the same time, yeah. I mean, it's completely changed the game. I mean, it's crazy. I know, so this was an interesting, I heard this and I thought it was a little crazy, but it turned out to be true, right? Cleveland Browns, who I think we can all say, interesting to see them sit. What are they, 6-3, I believe?
Yeah, they're fighting.
They're sitting there, you know, looking at right out, right on the outside looking in. They have lost. They didn't have their running back, which I can't believe. Chubb.
Yeah.
Haven't had Chubb. Chubb comes back. Not only did Chubb come back, they also got their starting left guard back, who. Yeah. It doesn't sound like much with when that guard's out, the average yards per game
had
dropped down so much.
Huge position.
And all of a sudden, they got their guard back. Not only did Chubb have over 100 yards, Kareem Hunt had over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's that position, there's a reason it's the highest paid position on the field consistently. You know, the league I don't care as much about this year, I'm actually 6-3 in. And I say I don't care as much about it. I'm trying to win the thing, right? Yeah. I just won this week's matchup 98.92 to 98.62.
Oh, wow.
And it came down to her needing her defense to do well. And, I mean, it was the Chicago game on Monday night, and I was just freaking watching going, come on. Just don't pick it off. Don't pick it off. But, yeah, there's a lot we could cover. You want to keep going or you want to wrap up or what?
I mean,
we're just a little late now. We kind of got a late start.
We've also had 8 months of sports to talk about.
Yeah.
We're trying to wrap in one show.
We could jump. I mean, obviously, I want to talk about NASCAR, all that just happened. It's kind of old news now. It's been a week and a half since the championship. But
no,
one thing I think worth mentioning, though, is Michael Jordan's making his appearance in NASCAR. He's going to be.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah, so him and Denny Hamlin are actually going to be. Teaming up with Bubba Wallace, such a shame for such a great guy to team up with two turds, you know. I respect Mike. I like Michael. I've always liked him. He's a competitor. Welcome to NASCAR. I officially hate your team. But, anyways, he is in, and knowing him, somehow, some way, Bubba Wallace is going to start freaking winning races.
Right.
What are they? The team is, I'm not very good with Roman numerals, but if I'm reading it correctly, it's 2311 is the team, which is Mike's number and Denny's.
That's cool.
And, you know, Bubba Wallace going to be driving for him. I hope he runs into the wall every other lap like he has his whole career. But it'll be interesting to see. He'll be in a better car. He is a good driver. I mean, he's been in kind of a turd of a car that's never really performed. So, anyways, We'll dive more into that in the future. I think we're probably going to try to have our friend Jordan on here pretty quick.
Yep. Obviously, we had talked about having him on today just because he is a OSU alumni.
Right.
Thought it'd be kind of cool to bring him on for Bedlam. He's also a guy who's got really into craft beer, loves in fact, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna do the dude a favor here, right?
Plug his Insta.
I'm gonna plug the Insta a little bit because
it's been fun watching.
I'll tell you what, it has been really cool because last night I'm sitting there and I saw his new page, which is beer.me.918. So it's a, let's see, I'll read his little handle here. I'm just here to share my love of craft beers. Exploring and enjoying new beers are my jam. Come take a journey with me. Anyone who doesn't know Jordan Simmons, Jordan's been one of my best friends since kindergarten, right? Known the guy a while. Like I said, got into craft beer. He's out there posting some phenomenal pics all over Tulsa, going to all the breweries, shooting great pictures of whatever he's drinking, telling you all about it. So go out and check out his page. It's definitely worth a follow. But I'm sitting there last night, and I saw he had posted a picture, right? And I was like, oh, that's cool. He's at Welltown. You know, I like it. And then all of a sudden, I see Welltown post the picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And now they did give him a shout out. They gave him at his tag, which is cool. But yeah, I thought it was super crazy. I was like, literally just saw back-to-back same picture, but Welltown threw it up there. Really cool picture of his beer downtown Tulsa. If not been to Welltown, go check it out for sure. But anyway, yeah, talk about having him on. He's gotten a craft. He loves sports. Went to OSU. Wanted to have him on, just talk some Bedlam. But we're going to get him on one of these weeks. Like I said, we don't know. We haven't really talked about a schedule, what we might do going forward. But we wanted to get back today and just talk a little bit, say what's up. And just, you know, have a beer, and, you know, this is what we like to do. We talk sports anyway, right? We drink a beer or two anyway. Why not do it on the pod, share it with you guys, hear what you guys are drinking, hear what you guys think about the sports world? So we hopped on here and did it. You know, yep. It was fun, for sure.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover. I mean, we could make this episode 3 hours. Like you said, we got 8 months of crap we could talk about, but, you know, we do outside of this podcast actually have personal lives, and you know, I've got a catalytic converter that I've got to work on replacing.
Sell
my liver to. No, I'll tell you what though, I'm gonna sell that car. I love it. I bought it. I thought it was weird. It's a dinky little Prius. You know, good gas mileage, quiet car. Nothing compared to a truck. Even my Honda Element. If you're not into sports, go ahead and tune out. I mean, if you're into whatever. Freaking $2,500 repair, man. Is that not stupid?
No, that sounds crazy.
It's dumb. So I'm selling it. Because what am I? I'm going to freaking change it, put it back under the car, and then that jackwad is going to come back through the freaking parking lot and take it again? I mean, golly, man.
No, that's a rough one. You just got to take it on the chin and keep moving, I guess, because that's unfortunate for sure.
I don't know about that. All right. Well. Oh, dude, he scares the crap out of me. That guy is creepy. Adam Silver, if you guys, I don't know.
No, he looks like he's going to take over the world.
He's definitely the homeboy from Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I know I shared that. That guy has a weird vibe. I'm ready for a new leadership in the NBA would be great. I think that it's time for that, and I'm excited to watch this draft tonight, but that dude creeps the freaking crap out of me.
Yeah.
Well.
That's all I had, man. I mean, like I said, we could keep going, but let's go ahead and just wrap up here. We're so glad, you know, we kept a lot of our fans over the time of us being out. A lot of people, like I said, reaching out, trying to see if we're going to put out more content. We do.
We're content creators, you know it?
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
look at that.
Never thought of that.
You know, and if we do get this going, I will say, shout out Steven's dad for getting us some pretty cool merchandise here.
Yes.
I actually wore a hat yesterday.
For the first time? Loser.
I've been wearing the white hat a lot, actually.
Have you seen mine?
That's kind of. We got a couple hats. We'll have to throw it on there just so you guys can see this. If we keep going, we're going to put these out there for you guys to be able to purchase. Maybe even some of the glassware. We'll have to see, you know, so you guys can be at home drinking.
Yeah, these glasses are sick.
These mugs came out great, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
CJ killed this.
They really did. And so did these hats. These hats are sick. So hopefully maybe we can get some merch out there, some swag, and you guys can pick it up. And, you know, if we're going to keep doing this, why not? So anything else you got to add?
No, man. I got to go work on my car, my catalytic converter. It's missing.
I don't know if he's mentioned that or not, but yeah.
Oh, it's the flux capacitor in that one movie series. I know I just pissed a lot of people off by saying that, but
one movie series.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we really appreciate it. We'll let you know what we're going to do going forward and, you know, get out there, share this podcast. You know, that's the way we know that you guys want to hear us is, seeing those listens, you guys sharing it, let us know what you think. So get out there, let us know.
You betcha. Guys, thanks for tuning in again. If y'all want to reach us at any point, you can get on Facebook, Hopped On Sports. We got a page. Been considering throwing a group together so we can have some chats, but email hoppedonsports@gmail.com. Phone number, ask us, we'll give it to you. And Instagram, we're Hopped On Sports. We're pretty much Hopped On Sports around the house. But yeah, we got a lot to cover. We'll be back. We got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the draft, the interesting NBA draft. But until then, you guys have a great week and cheers.
Cheers.